Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on the agenda is to close Hunting District 283 to the Regional 002-00 Elk B license. This is a final. This is somewhat of an exception to our usual course of business here, in that we typically adopt season types and season structures biennially from proposed in December, and then the following February they are adopted. However, there are occasions that do arise, as is this one, that we need to make some kind of a change outside of that cycle. You may be aware that in Hunting District 283, especially those portions of it just north of Missoula there, that recent counts of elk were way down. In fact, there was an article in the Missoulian on that. Our biologist there actually flew the area twice because to make sure that she was seeing what she was seeing. And so this proposal is to address a large decrease in the number of observed elk in the North Hills Evro herd unit. The population objective for that area is 300, with a range of 240 to 360, and the last flight found 146. So this would eliminate Hunting District 283 from being open to users of the 002, the Regional Elk B license. So that is the proposal. This is a final. This has been vetted with Hellgate Hunters and Anglers, individual sportsmen, and others, landowners there who are supportive of it.
I have a motion.
I move that the commission close Hunting District 283 to the use of regional antlerless elk over-the-counter 002-00B license as proposed by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and that all other aspects of the 2019 deer, elk, and antelope regulations remain unchanged, except if dealt with in a separate, in another proposal.
I'll second.
We have motion and a second, and I didn't do this on the others, but of course the commission can. It always has a prerogative to comment. You're not the public, so don't let me cut you off just because I'm rolling along here. If anybody has anything to say as we move through these finals.
I just mentioned a quick thing, and that is that this bunch of elk and has really been watched very closely over a significant number of years, and they've moved around a little bit. Some have moved to the west of Highway 93 over into Mill Creek and places like that, but Liz Bradley has done a heck of a job, as far as I'm concerned, trying to figure out where in the world. Making two flights to check on this herd typically is so easy to find and count. They're not there.
Thank you. Any other comments from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.